Welcome to our series, Abiding in the Lord, Following Jesus. We continue our journey together as we come to our next lesson in Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 25. And you and I are going to learn a little bit more about what does it mean to follow Jesus and the sacrifice necessary. An amazing kind of scene comes up here where Jesus is teaching among some of the leaders and some of the renowned individuals of his time. And we'll see here as we pick it up at verse 25, it says, on one occasion, an expert in the law, now that's the law of Moses, stood up to test Jesus. And that was absolutely normal. Before you think that there was something weird going on, this was part of the way that they learned and discussed and interact at this time. Teacher, he asked him, or rabbi, he asked him, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Significant question. And so this probably came out of some of the previous teachings of Jesus. So Jesus said to him, well, what's written in the law? What do you read there? And so the expert answered, and he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, perfect. Now go do likewise. And we see that Jesus answers and says, you have got it. He says, literally, you have answered rightly. Do this and you will live. Now, at this point, everyone's hearing this and going, wow, this is really great. And then, wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? This is one of those times where he probably should have just been quiet. You know, you're kind of ahead of the game, and now you ask one question too many. And of course, Jesus knew this man's heart. He knew what was happening in front of him. So it really was a very insightful, important question that comes from this man. And look, Jesus answers it in such an amazing way. We learn about how to abide in the Lord, how to follow Jesus by his answer. So in verse 30, Jesus replied and gives him a situation. A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers who stripped him, beat him, went away, leaving him half dead. So right away, this is something that everyone related to. This was a real road, about a 17-mile distance where there was lots of twists and turns where bad people could hide and attack other people, rob them, and beat them. So everyone knew, yes, okay, we know exactly what you're talking about. Jesus continues the story. A priest happened to be going down the same road. When he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him pass by on the other side. So we have this poor guy who's been beaten up, obviously a Jewish man, and you have a priest and a Levite walking by, intentionally avoiding him. Remember, we're answering the question, who's my neighbor? Now the Levite and the priest, according to Deuteronomy, and according to just, you know, being a good human being, should have gone and helped this guy out. Why walk around? Why ignore him? Why leave the guy there? And when you begin to understand the importance of caring for one another, and again, Jesus is helping us understand, what does it mean to abide in him? Well, it means you have compassion for others. It means that you're willing to help, and if you will, get your hands a little dirty at times. You're willing to be involved in the lives of people. Now, Jesus continues the story. Look at verse 33. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him, bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and then he put the man on his own donkey and took him to an inn and took care of him. So right there, what you have is what an amazing contrast. The priest and the Levite, not willing to help, but the Samaritan, who had the time of Jesus was considered someone that Jews don't hang out with. Samaritans were, if you will, half Jewish. They had interbreed, if you will. They had mixed with other cultures. And at this time, they were considered the kind of people you don't hang out with. The kind of person that would not, and you think, would he have helped a Jewish man beaten? He's the one who probably should have been walking around the other side, but he wasn't. Now, Jesus, wanting to really drive this home, he continues and says, the next day, he handed the innkeeper two pieces of silver and told him to take care of the man. If his bill runs higher than that, he said, I'll pay the difference the next time I am here. So the Samaritan goes the extra mile. Now listen to what Jesus says, verse 36. Now which of these three would you say was a neighbor to the man who was attacked by bandits, Jesus asked. Well, the man replied, the one who showed him mercy. And then Jesus said, now go and do the same. What a powerful moment. What a moment when all of a sudden Jesus had communicated such an amazing message. Because here's what the Lord's saying to you and I through the Word. There are times when you and I are going to interact with people that we may not think highly of. We may have to interact with individuals that we might consider them a little bit off, or as someone once said, an irregular person. Someone who might have some unique challenges. There might be some things in us that were birthed from the way we were raised where we might struggle in interacting with certain kinds of individuals. The Lord is saying, if you're going to follow me, then you're willing to help people. You're willing to set aside all the kinds of prejudice. You're willing to put aside bias. You're willing to say, I am here because God has called me and because I abide with the Lord and the Lord in me. If there's someone in need, if there's anything that I can do, I'm willing to make that sacrifice to help others. See, when you and I follow the Lord and when we abide with Him and He's the very center of our life, then we're willing to love our neighbor. Even if our neighbor might be, if you will, unlovable. God's called us to do exceptional things. God's called us to be willing to make a sacrifice. And think of all that the Samaritan did. He not only bandaged him, he spent money on him, he transported him, he even followed up to make sure that everything would be okay the next day, and even made that further commitment, says, look, if anything adds up even beyond what I have given already, let me know and I'll take care of the bill. And these guys, according to the story, didn't even know each other. Are you willing to step out and really serve and help other people? See, abiding in the Lord means service before self. You think of others. You are willing to love the Lord your God. Just like the Shema was quoted by the expert in the law. And then don't forget the end and love your neighbor. Loving your neighbor. God has called us to reach out in the world around us. There are people who have been beaten, who have been bruised, and who have been broken. Now, they may not have been beaten up by a bad guy, but we know people have been beaten up by the world. They've been beaten up emotionally. They've been beaten up spiritually. They've gone through the tough things financially, relationally, and they're literally lying along the roadside. And how often at work, when we're out about in the world that we live in, we just walk by people and leave them lying there in the street. You and I need to learn how to abide in the Lord and to follow Jesus, which means we're willing to minister to the broken, to the bruised, to the injured, to the wounded. God has called us to take care of the Samaritans, of the Jews, of the Gentiles. God has called us to reach out to all people. Will you join me in abiding in the Lord and following Jesus by reaching out to all people?